Now, I do know that the principle of God's going to work for a sinner as it would work for a Christian. It's called generosity. So you want to be a success spiritually? You want to be a success physically or financially? Be generous.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join John Copeland and special guest Jesse Duplantis as they reveal the heart of God. He is your generous and gracious Heavenly Father who has the best plan for your life.
Hello and welcome back to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm so glad you could join us today, and I'm glad you chose to be with us today. And I believe you'll be glad you did. You know, I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and CEO here at the ministry. And everything we do at this ministry is for you. You know, every tape we produce, or tape, every CD we produce, or DVD, or book, is all about meeting your need. And so I'm believing that today, as you join us, that your needs are going to be met. You're going to hear a word that's going to change your life. And so it's going to be fun. I think you're really going to enjoy it, because we have a very special guest today, Brother Jesse Duplantis.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate being
with
you today.
Glad to have you here, Jesse.
Thank you, sir.
It's always fun.
Well, thank you. We've been dealing all about success last week and this week, and I'm really excited about today's program, because I really believe the point we're about just ready to speak, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, really is the definition of this. You know, people ask me all the time, how do you be successful in life? And we're dealing with so many different ways. And yesterday we talked about always keep encouragement close to you. It's the oxygen of the soul. But I want to start, and I want to start quick, because I think it's going to open up a lot of question and answer in your mind, is to be successful, always be generous. Take as many people to the top with you. One thing I can say about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and you just said that, I didn't know what you was going to open with, is that every CD or DVD or tape or whatever, that it's for you. I see at times that y'all give away free books, things of that nature. Well, they may be free to you, but they're not free to Kenneth Gloria Copeland or this ministry, because it takes money to print that, do those things. Mm-hmm. But because of the generosity of this ministry, talking about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, worldwide, people are being blessed and touched and helped in every area. And one of the great keys to being successful is to always be generous. That's spiritually, physically, financially. Be very generous with your spirituality. Be generous with your physicality. And what I mean by that is, in other words, if you go work out, well, help somebody work out. Somebody needs to, you need to help them pull that bar up, pull them up. And be generous with your finance. And why not? Because I really believe God, you'll get to a point, spiritually, physically, and financially, that you'll always have more than you can ever use up yourself. God's always more than enough. And that's why He supplies you spiritually, physically, and financially. There's been times I've received monies and I said, what am I going to do with this? And I wound up just giving it away. Not that I didn't think it was important, or valuable. Mm-hmm. It was that I realized that God placed something in my hand because He knew I would be generous to someone. Now, when you say that, you always got somebody calling me and say, well, why don't you give me this? Why don't you give me that? Well, and now you're abusing something that's really wonderful. Let me tell you something. When God gives you something, John, there's a sacredness to it. When someone gives you something, there's a sacredness to that. They don't have to do that. So I tell people, I want to be generous, and I take as many people to the top with me. There's a scripture I want to read, if it's all right with you, John. Yeah. It's John 14, verse 12. Jesus said this, He that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, shall he also do. And greater works than these shall he do. Now, that's a big statement.
It's hard for a lot of religious minds to...
What greater work could we do that Jesus said? He said, you're going to do greater works than me. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Don't get mad. What we're doing right now, me and John Copeland, on this broadcast, we're preaching to more people than Jesus ever preached physically in his earthly life on the planet. Just this program alone. It is a greater work. Think about where this program is going all over the world. How many millions, billions possible can see in this? Where Jesus preached in what I call the Middle East.
Wow.
Now, that's one of the greater works. And Jesus said, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In other words, bring as many people to the top with you. I'm going to bring as many people to heaven as I possibly can. I'm going to do everything. You ask me all the time, why do I work so much? Well, you know, you're just one of the busiest, if not the busiest preacher. I mean, I'm going all the time. It's one thing. That's generosity. God has given me some spiritual revelations. I want to share them with them, but I put a lot of humor with it because the Word of God is a double-edged sword. One side cut the devil, the other side cut you. I mean, this stuff, it's a scalpel, man. You got to be careful how you got to be able to cut things out of people's lives without damaging the good tissue, mm-hmm. you know, like a surgeon does. So that's what we do in this mission, and we use the humor as the anesthesia. Let me just say that, to where we're going to a certain point that you need in your life. But if we just went in there and just ran, and just, it would hurt, you'd say, man, I can't handle this. But if I use the anesthesia of humor or joy and hear you laughing and all at the same time, that spiritual scalpel is taking that out because, you see, that thing is designed to destroy your success. So what we want to do is eradicate it from you spiritually, physically, and financially. And I've read that verse many times, St. John 14, 12. He that believeth on me, who the works that I do shall he do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Mm-hmm. Then I said, man, there's just no way I can do greater works than Jesus. But because of the technology and the times that I'm living in, God gave a broader base for us to preach the gospel to the world. No, we're not better than Jesus, never will be. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying is he gave us the capability and the ability to be the success that he wants us to be.
And he expects that of us.
He more than expects that. I mean, he demands it. You know, let me tell you, these are not what I call the 10 suggestions. This is the 10 commandments. He said, if you do these things, you know, you go read that in Deuteronomy. He said that I command you this day, not ask you, because God is always thinking of others constantly. For God so loved, quote, the world, that he did what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I love the next statement. Most people don't read the next scripture. God didn't just send his son into the world, but that through his son, the world may be saved. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So St. John 3:17 is just as important as John 3:16. So I say, always be generous. Take as many people to the top with you. Sometimes I get a little extra money, John. You know what I do? If I'm at a restaurant, these people don't even know. I just walk over there and I go, look like you're having a good time. Let me buy you dinner. Oh, no, sir. We can't allow you to do that. What do you mean? Don't insult me. Don't hurt my feelings. But we don't know you. You don't need to know me. You see, people don't know how to handle goodness.
It's hard to accept. I mean, people.
It really is.
People almost.
We don't take charity. We don't take love, is what you're saying. Yeah, they don't know how to. Well, because they hadn't seen much good in the world. Well, why are you doing that? Well, why not? Not long ago, Kathy was buying a dress or some clothes, and there was another person in there. And they were looking at this particular, and I don't mean this to be prideful, but this husband and wife were looking at this particular dress. And I heard the husband say this. He said it loud enough for me to hear it. Honey, I'd love to buy you that, but I just can't afford that. And then I heard something come out of my mouth that I normally would never say. I said, excuse me, I can. And these two young people, they must have been in their 20s. Excuse me? I said, I can afford that. Why don't you go ahead and try that on? Oh, they said, I can't let you do that. I said, why not? What harm is it? Now, I'm not bragging on myself. People say, you brag. No, I mean, because I could brag more with that money in my pocket than I could in that person's pocket. Come on, let the elevator go to the top here. See, it's called being generous. Well, I bought the outfit. I forgot now what it was. Make a long story short. Actually, when Kathy came out, she told this lady, she said, I think you charged me more. And she said, while you were in that changing room, Jesse paid for someone else's clothes. And she goes, oh, yeah, he does that a lot. Well, not to show off. That's not the issue. It's just being generous. I was blessed. I happen to have a few extra dollars. I made someone happy. Don't need to know you.
But you never know what happens after that.
Right.
There's no telling how that opened their heart. They may have turned your broadcast on later and said, there's that guy. And then gotten saved. I mean,
yes,
you never
indeed.
Really know why God, obviously to be a blessing.
Right.
But there's probably a deeper meaning than other than just receiving the dress.
John, is it possible that God had me there for that purpose? I mean, what are the odds?
Probable.
Yeah, very probable. What are the odds of me seeing this couple while my wife is trying on some clothes? What are the odds of that? That I happen to be in the same store at the same time sitting in the same place to hear this man say, you know, honey, we can't afford that, but one day I'll be able to buy that for you. We can't afford it. But, and the Lord said, well, tell him you can. I blessed you. And first they went, oh, no, you can't let you do that. Why can't you let me do that?
Now you're going to have people see you store coming up. Man, I wish I could afford that, Brother Jesse.
People will do that. But you see, the reason why I don't respond to that, because you see, what I gave them there, and I said it a while ago, there's a sacredness to it.
No, it's a prompting of the Spirit.
Yes, it was God saying. And I could have said, Lord, I don't know those two people. I do.
A lot of people wouldn't have done it because they wouldn't have wanted to intrude or, you know.
Or some people think, I don't want to owe you. I'm not asking you to owe me. That's one thing about me and Jerry Savelle. When we go to dinner, we fight over the bill all the time. I said, Jerry, I'm buying. No, I'm buying. No, I'm buying. You know what? And I can afford it. He can afford it. That's not the issue, because both of us are generous givers, because it's our nature. And same thing with your father. How many times we've all been together and we're all warring over the bill? And you can see the waitress going, God, I can't believe somebody's just all of them wanting to pay for the bill. Why? Not to show off. It has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. It's just called being a blessing. Simple. And that's one of the great attributes of being a success, is being generous. One thing I learned as a child, to be generous. Sometimes my mother would get mad at me. I'd go work, cut grass, and I'd wind up spending it on somebody at school. Well, why'd you do that? Well, Mama, they didn't have nothing. Well, we don't have nothing. I know, but at least I helped someone else's pain, some kind of way, shape, or form. And, you know, and so it's not that some people think, well, you know, that's charity. We don't take charity. You say you don't take love. I saw something the other day that shocked me, and you might have seen it too. It was on Fox News, and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, these multi-billionaires, are trying to convince other billionaires all over the world to give half of their income away to charitable, nonprofit organizations, to charitable organizations. Well, you know, I think maybe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett hit on something here. I mean, you just can't spend it all. So why don't we just bless some people? And you know what's going to happen? Their businesses, the things that they're in, are going to prosper. Do you know if they're saved or not? No, I don't know that. But I do know that the principle of God's going to work for a sinner as it would work for a Christian. It's called generosity. So you want to be a success spiritually? You want to be a success physically or financially? Be generous. In other words, if you and your wife is in love and you know a couple that's having some trouble, go share some generosity of the things you have love for each other. Share that with them. That's what they may be missing in their life. And I do that in a spiritual way. I do that in a physical way, whatever, or a financial way, whatever. It didn't make any difference to me. The other day we were building a house and I was there helping them. They said, oh, you don't need to pick that up. No, I don't need to, but I just thought I'd help you. I could hand it to you. Oh, but no, you're the head man on it. No, it has nothing to do with being the head man. It's just, hey man, you don't have to come down the scaffold here. I'll do that. Yeah, but it's raining. I've been wet before. So what? But they just could not get over that I would hand that to them in the rain. Well, I've been wet before. It had nothing to do. And he would have come down. That wasn't the issue. But you know, that spoke volumes to that company that was doing this work for us, that I would do that. I just never thought twice about it. I handed it to them, you know, went on about my business, blah, blah, this and that. And they talked about that for 2 or 3 days. The contractor was telling me, he talked about that for 2 or 3 days after you did that. That's the first time we ever seen someone, you know, in his position go do that. Well, I thought, thank you, Jesus. I was a witness for who you are. One thing I know about Jesus, he was a generous person, and so am I, and I know you are too. So that is one of the major keys of my success in life, is by being generous. I don't let people abuse that, you know, by no means.
Yeah.
But I, because
you can see the cons coming along.
Oh, the con. Well, they destroy the sacredness in it. Let me say this. When God blesses you, that's a sacredness there. When you bless His work, there's a sacredness there. There's a sacredness in that generosity in that. And it's just such a blessing. Don't you love it when children share? That's a blessing when you don't have to tell your kid to go do that. They say, hey, you want some of this? You think, that's my boy. That's my child. Why? Because they didn't have to. But it was a sacredness in it. And that's one of the major keys to being blessed, is walking in that generosity. So I made up my mind, I'm going to always be generous. Now, my gift may not be as expensive as someone else's, You know, but it has nothing to do with the value in terms of the money. It's that it's coming from the heart. You ever get something for Christmas? It's not about the money. It's just that you thought of it. Every once in a while, somebody will send Kathy some flowers. I don't know these people. They just send some flowers. Manage some partners, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just, they didn't have to do that, but they took time. The other day, I cut a man's grass. I didn't have to cut that grass. No, I didn't cut it personally. I got some people cutting it. Let me explain. I don't want to lie here on the broadcast. But what happened is I got these, John, nothing runs like a Deere. Let me give John Deere a plug. We got some powerful machines. And I drove by this person's property. And I said, go over there and cut that guy's grass. Oh, yeah, boss. Because it don't take long. I mean, I found out later it takes him about 2 hours to cut it. I think we cut it in 35 minutes. He just couldn't get over it. We didn't tell him. Finally, he said, somebody cutting my grass. I said, isn't that amazing? And I wasn't going to say a word. But just, and then when he asked, he said, but just, did you send somebody over to cut that grass? I would have rather not said anything, you know?
Yeah.
Now, why did I do that? I didn't have to. Didn't want anything. That was the generosity of the Spirit of God. I'm going over there. And you know what? He had long days. He was also bringing his child out for baseball practice. So he didn't have time to get over there and cut that piece of property. So we just did it. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't doubt the Lord said in heaven, look at that. I'm going to bless that man. But it's just cutting grass. That isn't the issue. The issue is it came from the heart.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the key attributes to success. And this ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministry, is known for its generosity. I've seen it happen so many times, constantly, all the time. I'll tell you one more story. Years ago, me and your father, I say years ago, must have been about maybe 2 years ago, we went and preached for the Crow Nation. Mm-hmm. You were with us. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think we went on that hunt and all that kind of stuff. Well, if you notice, we preached, and me and Brother Copeland, we tag team preach. That's fun, preaching with Brother Copeland tag team. You know, we're just having a good time. Well, the offering was received. Now, watch this. We got back in the plane to come home. Brother Copeland takes the offering and hands it to me. I said, I don't want that, Kenneth. I hand it back to you. He said, let's give it to the Crow Nation. I said, that's fine. I think my ministry and your ministry got together. Didn't we get him a van or something?
We brought him a van for the church.
Sir. Yeah. It was just such a blessing to be able to be a blessing.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole key. And that's what the world don't understand about this ministry or my ministry because of prosperity. We're doing this to be a blessing.
To me, it's kind of like it just makes common sense.
Right.
I mean, if you believe you're supposed to be poor, then you're very limited on how you can help anybody.
That's right.
You're the one that needs help.
Right. That's correct.
Rather than the one helping.
Right.
And I don't understand the concept of, you know, the religion that says that if you're a Christian, you're supposed to be poor.
Yeah.
Because how do you pay off somebody's car if you don't have any money?
You can't.
How do you buy them a meal?
You can't.
How do you buy them a dress like
right.
that girl that was in
that's
the store
right.
that day that you ministered to,
right.
and who knows, she may have never had anything bought for her.
See, to me, it wasn't a gift. It was a ministry.
It was a ministry.
Yeah.
And how do you do that if you're broke?
Yeah. Well,
you don't.
You know, 2 Corinthians, he was ministered seed to the sower, not to the keeper. Ministers bread for your food. See, everybody thinks it's just an offering. No, it's a ministry. That's what this ministry does. I've been standing by your father and your mama, and I thought for a minute that Brother Coleman was going to give the whole ministry away. I've seen him do some things that were just beyond, quote, human reasoning. Because you think, he ain't doing that. That's too valuable. But not to him. He was thinking seed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to, sometimes you're sitting here and you know, like, I have to keep them updated because they don't
sure.
really ask
right.
about finances or
right.
where we're at or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys would never know it because you'll never hear it on TV. But there's times that we get
sure.
pretty tight here financially.
Right.
And in fact, you know, not too long ago, our accountant was saying, okay, you know, if everything goes the way it is currently trending and everything, we're mm-hmm. going to be out of money by October.
Right.
And we're not going to be able to pay the TV bill. Or
right.
whatever.
And these bills are not a dollar. This is millions of dollars.
Yeah, TV's $25 million a year.
Yes.
So, and so, you know, he tells me that. So, I need to convey
sure.
to mom and dad. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing my job. But, you know, and I go and convey to them, you know, here's where we're at. You know, financially, and just wanted you to be aware. But you got to be, you know, you go do that, Dad's going to turn around and say, he'll call me, like, you know, he'll just listen to what you're saying. He'll be like, you know, don't worry about it. It's, we've seen this many times before.
See, and God's faithful. Don't think that he's seen that, see.
Yeah. And God's faithful, and, you know, and I may be up here sweating because I'm the one that, you know, pay the bills. And sure enough, a day or two, I'll get a phone call. I want you to send $100,000 to such and such ministry. And, you know, used to, when I was new in this job, I was like, well, Dad, you know, where are we going to get the money? You know, and now it's like, because I've seen the results. I'm yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll send it to them. And then there's no other thought about it other than, you know, believing God that we received the seed for.
Sure.
And that's what we do every month with our staff.
Sure.
You know, we get our staff together and we take the checks that are going to go out that month to ministries all over the world, and we pray over them. We sow it a seed to bless their ministry. And you know what? It has been 40 years, well, over 40 years now, of faith ministry.
And you still
And they think you don't have any challenge, right?
Right.
Because if you're listening to the TV media, then we just got piles of money. I mean, the TV reporters and all. We got piles of money sitting there.
Box cars full.
I want to tell you something, folks. That money comes in and it goes right back out into ministry.
Well, you know.
You know, they say it's a nonprofit. That's because at the end of the year, there's no money left. Because
it's truly a nonprofit.
If you had $1 billion a year coming to this ministry, we'd probably spend $1.1 billion on reaching the people. But God has always been faithful. He's always been there. We've always stood on his principles. We've never borrowed money.
Right.
And put our trust in God. And it's because your seed is what you live on. And so when it says you come to the top, you bring everybody else with you. Well, that's basically
exactly what you did.
The existence of this ministry.
Well,
you know?
I saw the generosity of this ministry. I mean, here when I went to buy something for our ministry one time, Brother Copeland, he did this to me when he's handling it. He just, is it okay if I be a part of that? I said, now, I'm on the board of directors of this ministry. I knew what y'all needed. I knew what y'all were believing for. And I wanted to go, no, I don't want, you don't tell Kenneth Copeland, no. You know, but I wanted to say, no, Brother Copeland, thank you. I appreciate that. God used someone else. Now, that's the stupidest thing I ever said. I would never say, the Lord said, oh, you don't know, you mean I can't choose who I want to use? And I realized, and I said, Brother Copeland, and he was just like, can I just be a part of that?
Well, you know, people have to learn to receive.
Yes.
I think that's a lot of times people are being humble and say, oh, no. But it's God doing it. But you're also, if you don't receive it, robbing that person of their seed.
That's correct.
And you don't want to be doing that.
You destroy their future by robbing that.
You're being blessed to be a blessing. That's the whole purpose. You're being successful to help other people reach success. So, you know, it's not about you. It's about everybody else.
Amen.
And so I just want to encourage you to think about that. And then we'll be right back here in just a moment.
God has given you the ability to succeed and prosper in every area of your life, relationships, family, business, and health. Get ready to be transformed as Jesse Duplantis shares 12 ways to achieve total success, a DVD resource that will help you identify your God-given gifts and clarify your unique purpose. This teaching will give you the tools to map out the practical ways to achieve success in every area.
Passion is the power that creates life and helps you to achieve the cause. Be clear about your mission and shape your destiny. What you believe, you must become. Don't live in the land of better. Dwell in the land of best.
You have a future full of hope, filled with God's promises and good success. It's time for you to be who God created you to be. A total and complete success in every area of your life. Order Jesse Duplantis' teaching on DVD, 12 Ways to Achieve Total Success, at a special 25% savings for just $14.95. Learn to identify God's way of bringing true success into your life. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org, call toll-free, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Well, the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about success. And it is impossible to have success without Jesus in your life.
That's right.
You just can't do it. I don't care how successful you are financially, fame, fortune, whatever it is that you call success, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, then there's just going to be a big empty hole where he's supposed to be. You can try to fill it with money. You can try to fill it with booze or drugs or women or whatever it is you're chasing. It's not going to do it.
That's right.
The only way to have true success is through Jesus Christ being your Savior.
Hallelujah.
And I'd like to ask Jesse to Amen. Pray with us and lead us in a salvation prayer so that for once in your life, you can truly say that I'm successful. If you did nothing else but ask Jesus into your heart, you're a success.
Amen.
And so, Jesse, if yes. you would, I'd like for you to minister to us about that and
like
lead us
that.
In prayer.
You know, I've prayed a lot of prayers in my life, but the prayer that we're about ready to pray together is the most important. It's the prayer of salvation. Or if you want to understand that definition, the prayer of soundness. If you'll pray this prayer with us, it's not hard. It's not a religious prayer. It's a prayer of the heart and not a prayer of the head. But it changes everything around you. Pray this with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, iniquities, trespasses. Lord, I receive my forgiveness. I receive the blood that you poured out so I could be forgiven. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. You said if I did that, I would be saved. So, Lord, I accept my salvation, my soundness, not only for this life, but the life to come, which is eternity. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for reaching out to me. Thank you for adding me to the family so I can be a part of this great kingdom called the kingdom of God. I receive my salvation. I believe it this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you just prayed amen. That prayer, you have just joined the body of Christ. You can shout. Say, I've got this nice feeling. It's just going to get bigger. It's just going to get better because Christ is now in you. You're no longer in crisis. Now you are in Christ. And that's what it's all about. Welcome to the kingdom. Thank you for being our brother and our sister in the Lord. Isn't that good, John?
It is good. And if you prayed that prayer, we want to send you this book. He did it for you. God did this for you, and we want to send it to you free and postage paid. So call us, write us, send smoke signals, whatever you need to do to get this book, and it shows you the next steps you need to take. We'll see you tomorrow, and this is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life with Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Begin your exciting journey with God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and live the good life God has for you. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I'm telling you, you can live debt free. I'm telling you, you can be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I'm telling you, when recessions come, they can bypass you.